Okay, we are looking at the watches, the four watches. Yesterday, we started from real serious stuff, detailed stuff. All of it's important. If you missed any of this, you can go on the major website, go down where it says Radio Archives, go to the bottom of the page, and you'll see this whole series, I think, is up there, or most of it, all right, where we are right now. Now, there's four watches. The first watch is at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. We gave you some scriptures yesterday. You can look them up yourself, and I will tell you what they are. It's time to regroup in Psalm 46:10. We looked at Genesis 24:63 and Joshua 1:8. Then we started a plan to help you get into where you need to go and get into the rhythm of the four watches. Most people are not in that four-watch rhythm. They're just not. And we gave you day one, Matthew 14, verse 15, and 22 and 23. Gave you day two, Genesis 8, 11. Day three, Genesis 24, 11. All right? Day three, Genesis 24, 11. Day four, Genesis 30, 16. Day five, Exodus 12, 6. Day six, 1 Samuel 14, 24. And day seven, 1 Samuel 17, 16. These are scriptures dealing with the watches. You see the word evening, 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 and evening. Because God's timetable is not our timetable. Not at all. The watches of the transition begins at 6 p.m. Whatever 6 p.m., you know, your time zone, whatever it is, to 9 p.m. If you will do this for just a few days, do every day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and look at these passages, you will see the importance of understanding God's plan. God's plan. All right? We're going to do number 8 or day 8 today. It's 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 17. Now, I want you to see this, okay? And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men who rode upon camels and fled. I want you to see this, all right? Notice the timing. Listen. In the word, God puts times, evening, morning, daylight, not because we need a history lesson, but because of the spiritual lessons, because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. So to read the word twilight, okay, it's, you know, late afternoon unto evening the next day is a time frame. But spiritually, it's extremely important there. See? Now, what happens there is that David smites the enemy from twilight, all right, that's almost going down the sun one day, unto evening of the next day, so over 24 hours. Now, I want you to see something here. Here's how it impacts us. Declare that you will recover all things. Declare that you're going to recover all things. That's important for us. Important for us. These are absolutely valuable portions of scripture that in the evening, when you sit down at 6 o'clock and you say, okay, God, I'm going to begin to start recover everything from the enemy, you begin to do that, all right? Now let's look at 1 Kings 17:6. And the ravens brought in bread and fish in the morning. Okay? And bread and the flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Notice it was twice a day. See, ask God to bring you the supply that you need in the midst of the transition. Wow. See, the man of God was going to a new season. We know the story. We know the story. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening he drank of the book. Ask the Lord to bring you the supply that you need in the midst of transitions and what you are going through right now. That's important for us, isn't it? It sure is. It sure is. Now, in chapter 18, all right, you can read that chapter for yourself. We know what was going on there, all right? Chapter 18, read it and let you hear prophetic words that he's speaking to you. When you look at this chapter, we don't have occasion to do all that. I can't open that whole chapter up now. But when you look at it and you read it, let you hear the prophetic words like he's speaking to you, because he is. And meditate on them. Meditate on them. These are different days. That would be day 10, day 9, day 8. Okay? And this is so important. If you want to understand and you want to get into the rhythm and the cycles of the Lord, not what your calendar says on your wall. Rhythm and cycle of the Lord. Because the Lord operates in these cycles. Go to Ezra 9:5. Look at this. This is for day 11. At the evening sacrifice, there you go, I rose up from my heaviness, having rent my garment and my mantle. I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord. See, there is a small window of opportunity right here for Ezra. Small window. At the evening sacrifice. How long that sacrifice lasted? 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. was the time of the evening sacrifice. And he's under tremendous burden. So he does what they did back in those days in culture. He rips his garment. He rips the outer garment and the inner garment. He falls upon his knees. He spreads out his hands unto the Lord, which means he's kneeling. And his hands are straight up. Remember I told you a few minutes ago about bringing the hands up and the lattice, the barley. Remember those who have been listening? There's a small window of opportunity for reviving. Listen to me. God will open up in your life a window of opportunity in your need. Whoa. God will open up. See, God will open up. I'm writing that down. A window of opportunity in your need. Okay, I just wrote that down because that was a word right from heaven. God will open up a window of opportunity in your need. Don't miss it. Don't miss that window of opportunity. Here's day 12 from Esther. Esther 2:14. In the evening, she went on the morrow. She returned unto the second house of the women. Now, in the custody, look at this, of Shalashgaz, the king's chamberlain. Let me just stop right here. You know what that name means? Shalashgaz, it means the servant of the beautiful. She's in the custody of the servant of the beautiful, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubine. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, that she was called by name. See, ask God on day 12 for his plan to prepare you for the future. That's what's happening right here. Ask God for his plan that will prepare you for the future. Because you're in the custody of the servant of the beautiful. You're in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you and prepare you a plan for your future. So important. Now let's look at Psalm 90. Check that, Psalm 59:6. They returned at evening, and they made a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Wow, making noise like a dog. See, here's what's happening. The enemy was surrounding them. The enemy was surrounding them. And in the evening, there you go, they make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. See, it's ask the lions for silence. The lions that are roaring around you. The problems that are roaring near you. It's time that they get silenced. Make a noise like a dog. Or simply say, that's enough, lions. That's enough, opposition. When you do that in the evening, right? All right. And then the next passage is found in Daniel. Daniel chapter 8:26. And the vision of the evening, notice the time, and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And also, that is teemed with chapter 9 of Daniel, verse 21. All right? Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, who I'd seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of, there he comes, of the evening oration. Wow. Angelic visitation. When? Evening. Angelic visitation. Now, I'm going to say something here that's going to blow a lot of minds here. The angelic host can visit you. See, if you know what you're looking for, and the angels can be dispatched to you in your location. Somebody says, well, he's gone off the deep end now. No, the Word of God talks about it. I like what Jamie says sometimes. He said, if you have to believe all the Word of God, and you got to believe all the Word of God. So what I just said to you is the angelic visitation that comes to you in the evening. What's the evening? 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Understand some deep spiritual things here. Get out of the shallow water. And get into some deep spiritual locations, okay? More tomorrow as we're going to finish up this study on the first watch.